families being divided over conflicting beliefs. Well, hello there. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast, and we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today. What's going on? Today, we're going to read Psalms 69 through 71, and I'm calling the episode Stand Up. And since we're in Psalms, as we've been doing, I'll give you a brief introduction before I read each chapter. Then, after we read the chapters, I'll have some comments on Psalms 69. We'll also have an On This Day in Church history segment. And after that, I've got a very, very special sound clip I want to share with you, so stick around for that. And then, of course, we will have our time of prayer. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E161. Are you ready to get started? Good, so am I. Introduction to Psalms 69. The title of this psalm is To the Chief Musician, Set to the Lilies, a Psalm of David. You probably remember that some commentators believe that To the Chief Musician is referring to the music leader at the temple, and others believe that it refers to God, the Chief Musician. Set to the Lilies probably refers to a tune called The Lilies, and then, of course, a Psalm of David tells us who wrote it. Commentator G. Campbell Morgan wrote, "Perhaps in no psalm in the whole Psalter is the sense of sorrow profounder or more intense than in this. The soul of the singer pours itself out in unrestrained abandonment to the overwhelming and terrible grief which consumes it." Psalms chapter 69. Save me, God, because the waters have reached my neck. I have sunk into deep mud. My feet can't touch the bottom. I have entered deep water. The flood has swept me up. I'm tired of crying. My throat is hoarse. My eyes are exhausted with waiting for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me for no reason. My treacherous enemies, those who would destroy me, are countless. Must I now give back what I didn't steal in the first place? God, you know my foolishness. My wrongdoings aren't hidden from you. Lord God of heavenly forces, don't let those who hope in you be put to shame because of me. God of Israel, don't let those who seek you be disgraced because of me. I am insulted because of you. Shame covers my face. I have become a stranger to my own brothers, an immigrant to my mother's children. Because my passion for your house has consumed me, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. I wept while I fasted. Even for that I was insulted. When I wore funeral clothes, people made fun of me. Those who sit at the city gate muttered things about me. Drunkards made up rude songs. But me, my prayer reaches you, Lord, at just the right time. God, in your great and faithful love, answer me with your certain salvation. Save me from the mud. Don't let me drown. Let me be saved from those who hate me and from these watery depths. Don't let me be swept away by the flood waters. Don't let the abyss swallow me up. Don't let the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, for your faithful love is good. Turn to me in your great compassion. Don't hide your face from me, your servant, because I'm in deep trouble. Answer me quickly. Come close to me. Redeem me. Save me because of my enemies. You know full well the insults I've received. You know my shame and my disgrace. All my adversaries are right there in front of you. Insults have broken my heart. I'm sick about it. I hoped for sympathy, but there wasn't any. I hoped for comforters, but couldn't find any. They gave me poison for food. To quench my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Let the table before them become a trap, their offerings a snare. Let their eyes grow too dim to see. Make their insides tremble constantly. Pour out your anger on them. Let your burning fury catch them. Let their camp be devastated. Let no one dwell in their tents. Because they go after those you've already struck, they talk about the pain of those you've already pierced. Pile guilt on top of their guilt. Don't let them come into your righteousness. Let them be wiped out of the scroll of life. Let them not be recorded along with the righteous. And me, I am afflicted. I'm full of pain.
Let your salvation keep me safe, God. I will praise God's name with song. I will magnify him with thanks, because that is more pleasing to the Lord than an ox, more pleasing than a young bull with full horns and hooves. Let the afflicted see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts beat strong again, because the Lord listens to the needy and doesn't despise his captives. Let heaven and earth praise God, the oceans too, and all that moves within them. God will most certainly save Zion and will rebuild Judah's cities so that God's servants can live there and possess it. The offspring of God's servants will inherit Zion, and those who love God's name will dwell there.
Introduction to Psalm 70. The title of this psalm is To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David, to bring remembrance. Martin Luther wrote, "This prayer is the shield, spear, thunderbolt, and defense against every attack of fear, presumption, and lukewarmness, which are especially dominant today."
Psalms chapter 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, "Aha, aha." Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, "Let God be magnified." But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
Introduction to Psalm 71. This psalm is untitled. We therefore do not know its author, we don't know its time, or the circumstances under which it was written. Charles Spurgeon had this to say about it: "We have here the prayer of the aged believer, who in holy confidence of faith, strengthened by a long and remarkable experience, pleads against his enemies and asks further blessings for himself."
Psalms chapter 71. Lord, I have come to you for protection. Never let me be defeated. Because you are righteous, help me and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my secure shelter and a strong fortress to protect me. You are my refuge and defense. My God, rescue me from wicked people, from the power of cruel and evil people. Sovereign Lord, I put my trust in you. I have trusted in you since I was young. I have relied on you all my life. You have protected me since the day I was born. I will always praise you. My life has been an example to many, because you have been my strong defender. All day long I praise you and proclaim your glory. Do not reject me now that I am old. Do not abandon me now that I am feeble. My enemies want to kill me. They talk and plot against me. They say, "God has abandoned him. Let us go after him and catch him. There is no one to rescue him." Don't stay far away from me, O God. My God, hurry to my aid. May those who attack me be defeated and destroyed. May those who try to hurt me be ashamed and disgraced. I will always put my trust in you. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your goodness. All day long I will speak of your salvation, though it is more than I can understand. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. You have taught me ever since I was young, and I still tell of your wonderful acts. Now that I am old and my hair is gray, do not abandon me, O God. Be with me while I proclaim your power and might to all generations to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches the skies. You have done great things. There is no one like you. You have sent troubles and suffering on me, but you will restore my strength. You will keep me from the grave. You will make me greater than ever. You will comfort me again. I will indeed praise you with the harp. I will praise your faithfulness, my God. On my harp I will play hymns to you, the Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy as I play for you. With my whole being I will sing, because you have saved me. I will speak of your righteousness all day long, because those who tried to harm me have been defeated and disgraced.
All right, beloved, let's talk for a few minutes about Psalm 69. This is a psalm which is especially applicable today, if you ask me, and will become even more so as we approach the last days. David began this psalm asking God to save him, and he writes about how utterly miserable he feels. He says, "I'm tired of crying. My throat is hoarse. My eyes are exhausted with waiting for my God." And then in verse 4, he reveals the reason for his misery. He says, "More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me for no reason. My treacherous enemies, those who would destroy me, are countless. Must I now give back what I didn't steal in the first place?" Beloved, David is being attacked without cause. Does that sound familiar? And you thought cancel culture was a new phenomenon. So why do they hate him? Verse 7 tells us, "I am insulted because of you." Verse 9, "Because passion for your house has consumed me, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me." So they hated David because David loves the Lord and because he lives his life for God. And if it isn't bad enough that strangers hate him, even his brothers have rejected him. Verse 8 says, "I have become a stranger to my own brothers, an immigrant to my mother's children." And in these troubled times that we live in, I have heard so many stories of families being divided over conflicting beliefs, and you probably have too. But just as David was committed to the Lord, beloved, we must also be. When we are attacked, we should cry to God for his protection. Listen to verses 17 and 18. "Don't hide your face from me, your servant, because I'm in deep trouble. Answer me quickly. Come close to me. Redeem me. Save me because of my enemies." And then David did something that might surprise you. Listen to verse 30. "I will praise God's name with song. I will magnify him with thanks." Yes, even in this persecution, David says, "I will praise your name." David knew that this kind of hatred was not unique to him. In this psalm, he encouraged others who were hated without cause. He said, "Let the afflicted see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts beat strong again, because the Lord listens to the needy." And Jesus said in Matthew 10, 11, and 12, "Happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you, all because of me. Be full of joy and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way, people harassed the prophets who came before you." Don't be afraid of cancel culture, beloved. Courageously proclaim the good news. Stand before men and kneel before God. Love to hear your comments. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E161, or you can email me as well at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs chapter 4.
Boost.
On this date in church history, February 9th, 1812, pioneer missionary Samuel Newell married fellow Congregationalist Harriet Atwood. After their marriage, they sailed for India with Adoniram and Ann Judson. Harriet Newell and Ann Judson became the first American women commissioned for missionary work abroad. They were truly pioneers. And on this date in church history, February 9th, 1914, Bruce Manning Metzger was born. He was an American Presbyterian New Testament scholar, and he taught at Princeton University from 1938 to 1984, and he was a member of the Revised Standard Version Bible Translation Committee.
I love religious podcasts. Most of them. I do. Steve Webb, man, I can listen to him all day long.
What? Imagine my surprise when I heard that on Adam Curry and Dave Jones' most recent Podcasting 2.0 podcast episode. For those that didn't recognize that voice, that was the Podfather, Adam Curry. Adam, of course, is the guy who really got the podcasting ball rolling way back in 2004. Yes, other people created the separate parts, but in my humble opinion, Adam was the guy with the vision to put them all together. He wrote a little Apple script that told his Mac to transfer new content to his iPod. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's basically how it all got started. So Adam, thank you so very much for your kind words. I very much appreciate what you said, and may God bless you richly, Adam. And thanks for all you do. Music. And now prayer requests. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your care, for your protection. Just as you defended David, you protect us. In you, we know that there is no danger. Yes, people can harm our bodies or even kill us, but no thing or no one can touch our soul. We're safe in you. And because of that, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. And Father, I lift up Adam to you. Touch his heart. Help him to see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I ask, Lord, that you bless the LifeSpring family today. Give them confidence to stand for you before men. Bless each one today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, send in your prayer requests and your praises. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and you'll see a form right there that you can fill out real quick and easy. Give me as few or as many details as you'd like. And if you want to stay anonymous, I'll honor that as well. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Love to hear your comments on the show. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E161. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. There's all sorts of different ways you can give. I want to make it as easy for you as possible. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Be bold. Bye.